Welcome to the Steep Angle Podcast, the podcast fueled by a life of powdered slopes, ripping good single tracks, healthy living, and the tools and people that help us along the way. Energized by motion, exploration, and the celebration of life, we hope you find inspiration in what we share. Be courageous, be curious, and chase your adventure. I'm your host, Daniel, and this is Steep Angle. Everybody, and thanks for tuning in. Today is December 16th, 2021, and I'm coming to you from the Beehive State, where the Wasatch Mountains can be seen clearly from my living room covered in a blanket of snow. The Wasatch, specifically in the Cottonwood Canyons, has seen as much as 4 feet of new snow since last Thursday. And according to the latest forecast, the snow will continue through Friday, giving way to a bluebird Saturday. Once again, traffic in Little Cottonwood and Big Cottonwood Canyon is going to be banana pancakes, I'm sure.
Copy.
With this recent snowfall, I was able to go out for a short tour just to get my touring legs back under me and start refreshing myself on backcountry travel and avalanche terrain. Getting back into the habit of reading the avalanche forecast and reacquainting myself with language that you only hear or read this time of year, and understanding risk as it relates to avalanche terrain. Things like understanding the hazard in terms of consequence and probability, and limit my exposure and vulnerability to said hazards. Current hazards throughout the Wasatch Range are moderate to considerable danger on all aspects near and above treeline, leaving south aspects below treeline with low avalanche danger. The current avalanche problems consist of persistent slab as well as wind slab. Recent slide observations conclude that there is a weak faceted layer on top of crust, 2 to 4 feet deep, and with wind-drifted snow can be as deep as 8 feet in some areas and can propagate as much as 100 feet and can likely be remote triggered. So for the time being, I'll stick to low-angle terrain as a mechanism of limiting my exposure. Skiing terrain less than 30 degrees can be boring, but staying alive is not.
Copy.
Lately, I've been flipping through my old Bruce Tremper books, like Staying Alive in Avalanche Terrain and Avalanche Essentials, a step-by-step guide for safety and survival. Not so much as a refresher on the technicalities of traveling through avalanche terrain, but mostly as a refresher on the human condition. Things like confirmation bias, goal blindness, cognitive ease, and all the other little traps that your brain puts in place to convince you that what you're doing is safe. These are the things that I've been pondering more and more as each season comes, especially in group settings. Things like, man, I've shredded that at least 20 times and I've never seen it slide. Or, there's skin tracks going in that direction, so it must be safe. Are all language that should tickle your spidey senses. As father and husband, I plan my tours around terrain that will not trigger said brain traps, because coming home is the objective. So far, there have been 102 observations of slides in the last 7 days throughout Utah, from the Wasatch to Ogden to Uintas and Moab. Just goes to show you that shift happens. So stay safe out there, folks. In the coming weeks, I'll be taking some more tours and make some observations of my own, so stay tuned for that. I'll also be doing some inbound skiing and getting to know many of the local resorts close to home. I counted yesterday, and there are 10 world-class ski resorts all within a 30-minute to 60-minute drive from my doorstep. Solitude will be opening up much of the mountain tomorrow, thanks to all the hard work from the Solitude Ski Patrol. Shout out to Eric. Thanks for your hard work. So, Solitude it will be tomorrow for some powder turns.
Dropping.
That's all the update I have for this week. Don't forget about our new brand of Universal Ski Wax. You can find a link to purchase our ski wax on our website at steepangle.com. That's STEEPANGLE.com. Click on the banner and boom, off you go. Or you could visit Amazon and type in Steep Angle Ski Wax in the search bar. You'll get to support the show and in return, get yourself a good quality ski wax. If you dig the sound of my voice, then don't forget to hit that subscribe button. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts, like iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, and Google Podcasts. And to all my rad dads, shredders, and the like, bye for now.